You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Hit that clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is hour number two. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, my guests will join me in a little while. I'm talking about the great Charles J. We'll be talking the NFL spread. Of course, it's time to start betting that money, folks. Play the point spread. That's why we played each and every year here on Sports Byline. Johnny talking to his All-Stars. And last year, Zach Tag made about, I think it was $5,500. And, of course, I pocketed better than $6,000. Straight up, you want to make some money, listen to Charles Day, Zach Attack, and myself as far as the NFL spread's concerned. Zach, you feeling it?
Oh, of course.
What's happening after the break? We talking boxing?
Yeah, we got boxing. I mean, we could still discuss some baseball. We got all kinds of things on the table.
Stipe Miocic is still the world heavyweight champion as far as the UFC is concerned. No big surprise there. Who's next, real quick?
Who's next? I could see Junior Dos Santos possibly fighting him.
I think it'll be Cain Velasquez. We'll see about that. We're talking sports, folks. Sports, social issues, you name it. Right here on Sports Byline until the top of the hour. Charles J. will join us in about 15. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to the Sports Byline Grill in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Com. You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The World Boxing Organization, their 29th annual convention will take place at the Caribbean Hilton Hotel. That's right, in San Juan, Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, 2016. Pedro Fernandez and Johnny Taco, both personalities here at Sports Byline, will be making a week-long appearance in Puerto Rico, having a good time over there. Of course, Paco and the entire gang hope to get Paco Valcarcel on to talk about the 29th annual convention, of course, of the World Boxing Organization. When it comes to credibility in the world of sanctioning boxing, folks, the WBO stands alone. Speaking of boxing, let's talk about Gennady Golovkin. Still undefeated, Zach Attack Young?
Yeah, still undefeated. He got a fourth-round TKO over Kell Brook in England today.
But he broke Kell's face, didn't he?
He did. He broke Kell's eye socket. The thing that was funny, I was reading an article after the fight where Kell Brook said, he doesn't hit as hard as I thought. And then the next sentence was Kell Brook saying, yeah, I think he broke my eye socket.
Talk about a guy in another world, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he expected if that wasn't as hard as he thought Golovkin was going to hit.
Here's what's up. When your brain's rattled and you're like, and you know, and you've been seeing stars, all that kind of good stuff, it's probably not a good thing to get interviewed afterwards. You know, a lot of these fighters jump into these post-fight interviews when a lot of times their trainers and managers say, you know what, they're not really ready for a post-fight interview. Why don't you talk to us in like 5 or 10 minutes? Let's go to the dressing room. Did you see some of these guys stumbling and bumbling about?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I can imagine why. You know, even if it's a non-contact sport, you know, if you're interviewed right after a big moment, it's hard to really gather your thoughts like that.
So Kell Brook goes back to 147 pounds with a broken cheekbone. Is he ruined? He's undefeated as a fighter until tonight. Is he ruined?
No, you know what? I was thinking about it. If you saw the fight, it sort of looked like an early stoppage. A lot of people were mad. But then you go back and you hear his eye socket busted, and I think that was the best thing that could have happened to him, that his corner stepped in and threw in the towel, because I think he could have been ruined. I think he was on the verge of that if he would have caught a couple more of those Golovkin punches.
Zach Attack Young, of course, myself covering boxing right now for the World Boxing Organization. Of course, I said their big convention, the 29th annual, going the 17th through the 21st in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And they're telling me, don't worry about the Zika virus. And then they tell Zach, they told me, don't worry about Zika virus, but don't have any sex over there. What kind of, I mean, come on, what is that?
I don't know. It seems kind of contradictory, right?
It sure does. I mean, you're inviting me to a jewel in the Caribbean and say, you know, keep your zipper up. I don't know. I'm a male still. I'm still a male. I think if someone was attractive, it wouldn't happen. It was Puerto Rico or Antarctica. I think that I might take him up on that. Anyway, well, Danny Jacobs, of course, he... best American middleweight, the kid that beat cancer. He's a once-beaten fighter out of Brooklyn, New York. He beat up Sergio Mora pretty good. Of course, Mora, 11 years ago, I interviewed him after he won the Contender Championship in Las Vegas with Sylvester Stallone. 11 years later, he's still fighting for title fights. Is this guy got pictures, naked pictures of somebody in the WBC or something, or what?
It's definitely interesting. I mean, their first fight... I think the only reason there was a rematch of this is because Sergio Mora managed to knock Daniel Jacobs down in their first fight. If that didn't happen, there would be no second fight.
Zach, I hate to interrupt you, but listen, Sergio Mora, it looked like somebody took him, held him down, and hit him with a club several times in the face.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got – I mean, he doesn't have power, you know, and that showed up in that fight. If you're fighting a power puncher like Jacobs, who was one of the hardest hitters in the middleweight division.
Okay, so Jacobs and Golovkin, Jacobs the best middleweight. Of course, Jacobs a threat to anybody. He's a decent fighter once beaten. I mean, he beat cancer. Anybody that can beat cancer, you know, what can you say about them boxing and fighting? After you've kicked cancer's ass, I mean, what – boxing must seem like nothing.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, he's going to be a test for Golovkin. I don't think that Jacobs has the chin to hang in there with him, but he has the skills to definitely cause some problems.
Okay. Now, also, Chocolito was on center stage down there at the L.A. Forum, the Inglewood Forum, of course, the place where I saw a guy that was the owner of the L.A. Lakers handing out blue vitamins, I thought, back in the early 1990s. It turned out to be Viagra. Anyway, Chocolito was the winner tonight. How did Chocolito do?
He had a very close fight. A lot of people thought he lost to Quadras. I thought he edged it out, but it was definitely a tough fight for Chocolito.
Quadras now 35-1-1, came in unbeaten, 27 KOs. Of course, Chocolito 46-0, 30 KOs. Who is the best fighter pound for pound in the world? The world middleweight champion Gennady Golovkin, or is this guy Chocolito Gonzalez?
I think I'd put Chocolito Gonzalez ahead of him because he's kind of fought like, you know, better opponents recently, you know, like in the past few years. I don't think that you can say Golovkin's fought the elite at middleweight. He's fought who he could, you know, like the
Zach. Andre Ward didn't want to fight him, wouldn't come down to 165 to fight him. And then when they asked Ward to fight him in 168, he said no at that. He moved up to 175, going to take on Kovalev November the 19th. Of course, that's in Las Vegas. Zach, are you surprised that fight went to Vegas, that Ward couldn't sell enough tickets at home to bring that fight here?
Yeah, I am kind of surprised. I thought that, I mean, Vegas just doesn't seem like the place where they'd have that fight. It is a big fight. Vegas is the fight city, you know, but I kind of thought that they'd keep it closer to one of their two main bases, you know. I could have seen it in Los Angeles because that's where Kovalev trains, and Ward's from California, so that would have made sense. Vegas is kind of strange.
Olympic gold medalist, 2004 Olympic gold medalist winner of the Super 6 tournament when he beat the best fighters pound for pound the world at 168. I mean, he's been a spectacular fighter, but is it Hector Martinez, the manager of Roberto Duran, of course, he told me this week, once beaten amateur, two-time amateur Golden Glove champion. In fact, he told me a couple of weeks before, 9 ago, that the Andre Ward of 168 pounds easily beats the Andre Ward of 175 pounds. What's your comment on that, Zach?
Well, yeah, I think Andre Ward did look sharper at 168, but I guess we don't know if he's still shaking off ring rust and stuff like that, or just adapting to a new weight class. But I think he was sharper at 168.
Man, if he doesn't bring his lunch, totally pack his lunch, Kovalev's going to pack it for him, right?
And I want to address this. I've seen a lot of people saying that he's just going to school Kovalev. Do you think that that's like the likely scenario?
I think Andre Ward's going to try to school him. But listen, Andre Ward's never lost a fight in his life. I told you that one amateur fight he lost, he didn't lose. So he's never lost a fight. So, I mean, how can we go against a guy? We can't.
No, and that's why I lean towards him. But I think it's going to be the roughest fight of his career, for sure.
The roughest fight of his. This is a career fight. This is a make-or-break fight as far as, I mean, what Andre Ward did at 168, it doesn't matter anymore. That was then. This is now at 175. If he can't turn back Kovalev and do it impressively, and he's got to hurt Kovalev to put him back on his heels, I don't think he's going to be able to dance with jabs and things like that with Kovalev. Kovalev's going to make him work, ain't he?
Oh, definitely. I don't understand the mentality. I guess some people just don't think too much of Kovalev, but I don't know. I think that's going to be a tough fight because Kovalev is not just a brawler. He's a boxer, and he has, I mean, great power, obviously, but he has pretty good speed, and he has that accuracy and good combination punching, and he's good at keeping distance. This is going to be a tough fight for Ward.
Okay, less than a minute left, unbeaten WBO number 3 heavyweight Andy Ruiz, now 27-0. He wears a bra. Isn't he a fat guy?
He is. I mean, he's definitely not in the best shape.
He's got 42 cups. I kid you, if he was a chick, you'd say, hey, that guy's got a nice rack. I kid you. But he can't. He's trying to lose the weight. He beat some hobo tonight, 40-year-old hobo. The guy who came in at like Franklin Lawrence came in at 21-2, left at 21-3, lost the unanimous knot across the board. He's going to take on Huey Fury possibly in October. Of course, the October 29th WBA World Heavyweight Title Fight champion, Tyson Fury defending as the ex-champion. Vladimir Klitschko, real quick in Manchester, UK. Give me your pick on that one in 10 seconds, Zach. Is it going to be Fury again, or is Klitschko coming back?
I think it's going to be Fury again. I think Fury showed a lot in that fight.
Straight up, this is your WBO Boxing Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, the annual convention, the 29th annual convention. We invite everybody to come. You can check out the accommodations, how to get there, all that kind of good stuff at WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. And, of course, as I said, the WBO heavyweight champion Tyson Fury back in action. But straight up, Tyson Fury will be in October, I think, at the WBO convention at the Caribbean Hotel, San Juan, Puerto Rico, October 17th through the 21st, 2016. This has been your WBO report on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boom. You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
It's famous for many things, but for my money, one of the most important things that ever happened there was the coming together of 10 of the most fantastic musicians and singers we've ever seen in one group. They are known as Tower of Power.
The mighty Tower of Power, live with my buddy Don Cornelius, who I met in Las Vegas in at a few fights. He's a big boxing fan. The late Don Cornelius and Soul Train, Tower of Power. That was February of 1975. Lenny Williams on lead. Straight up, the man from Plays by J.A.Y. That's right, Charles J. is in the house. Charlie, how's life in Florida?
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Listen, we fired Dom in Exact Attack. Tell him what happened to Dom. Tell him we dumped him.
Oh, yeah, we got rid of Dominic. We just had to do it. I'm sorry, Charles. I know how much you cared about him.
Exactly, and we know his mother owns part of the network. Can you believe what kind of power play that Zach and I pulled, that we got rid of the guy and his mother owns the network?
Well, let's correct first. You didn't fire him because I doubt he was hired, right?
No. He was part of the scheme here, and he's gone. He's history, okay? You won't be hearing him next week.
You were babysitting him, and then you just refused to do it anymore.
Oh, yes, that's the way to put it. We were babysitting Dominic, and we refused. Yes, Zach, does that sound cool?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds about right. Now, Mr. Plays by JAY.com, Charles J., of course, the incomparable Charles J., let's talk about the NFL straight up. Week number one, the NFL spread. Let's go through the spread for us. Of course, you're the expert on the numbers. Take us through it.
All the games?
Ones that you think are really hot.
Really hot. Well, in one of my competitions this year, I got to place a bet on every game on the board. It's called the Bet the Board Challenge, and it's not for everybody at home to do. But some of the games I'm looking at. Okay, obviously going to look at this game involving the hometown team here, the Miami Dolphins, going through a little bit of a transition. They're a 10-point underdog at Seattle to face the Seahawks. What I'm looking at here is a total, and it's 44.5 on the board. Dolphins, of course, the quarterback gurus come along every so often, and they get hot as assistant coaches, and the Dolphins have one of them. That's Adam Gase, the new head coach who worked with Peyton Manning and then with Jay Cutler. And so he's going to try to make a winning NFL quarterback out of Ryan Tannehill, a guy who has thrown for 4,000 yards or over 4,000 yards the last couple of seasons. But everybody knows how loud it is in Seattle, mm-hmm. in that stadium. It's notorious for causing delay of game penalties on the part of the opposition. And you have a quarterback here in Tannehill who was not trusted to call changes at the line of scrimmage, audibles, by either of the two head coaches or the two offensive coordinators he worked with before. And so Gase is giving him that responsibility, and I just think that's going to be problematic for him with this crowd. And it will be interesting to see how he handles that. I don't know that I'm expecting a lot from the Dolphins offensively in this game. But then again, I think that the defense is something that can handle the situation with Seattle. I think potentially you have one of the better front lines in the NFL. When you talk about Ndamukong Suh and Cameron Wake and now Mario Williams up front. And so the offensive line for Seattle is in a little bit of transition. All in all, I think I'm looking at an under in this game between the Seahawks and the Dolphins, under 44.5. That's one game.
Okay, hold on. The Seahawks, of course, Zach attacked. The Seahawks are going to do some Colin Kaepernick type of thing tomorrow, aren't they?
Yo, I wonder what the over-under on that is.
I mean, the over-under. And here's what's up. I mean, will Donald Trump be talking about this Monday? I mean, the Seattle Seahawks are going to do something for, like, Black Lives Matter tomorrow. Charlie, and I think that when an entire team does it, I think it's going to push the statement a little bit further.
If somebody was asking me today, TG, do you really think that Russell Wilson is going to go for that kind of thing? And I says, I don't know. He's so image conscious, I know he wouldn't want people saying the same things about him that many of them are saying about Kaepernick. So
yeah, but he got that big fat contract, and I think that Russell Wilson's one of those guys that really doesn't care about that. Game number two.
I think
he cares
an awful lot about that, actually.
Pardon me?
I think he cares an awful lot about that kind of thing.
Really? Okay, we'll see what happens here. But of course, Seattle's going to do some type of protest or a controversial move tomorrow, according to reports coming out of Seattle. Of course, Seattle Seahawks taking on the Miami Dolphins. What else is hot on the Plays by J list?
Well, we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. The Baltimore Ravens are playing at home against the Buffalo Bills. 3-point favorites, total 44.5 on the total. We talked about how the Ravens have had so many people on the injured reserve last season, 20, actually. That's more than any team in the NFL, coming back healthier this season. And it looks as if they're going to be a little bit more explosive on offense, of course, for assuming that Joe Flacco can come back and he's healthy and can, pick up where he left off when he was actually having a pretty good game, I remember, as he was coming off the field with his injury last season. Defensively, they should be a little fortified. Terrell Suggs back, hopefully a bigger season out of Doomerville. Eric Weddle from the San Diego Chargers is now assuming the safety position there. He's a team leader. Steve Smith's back for another year with the Ravens. Now, maybe we don't expect a lot from him, but he is back. He is a veteran, and as a third receiver, he's pretty good. the Buffalo Bills last season in a transition on defense. You know, they had a great defense a couple of years ago with Jim Schwartz as the coordinator. And when Rex Ryan came in, he basically he did not rehire Schwartz, and he changed the scheme. And it was very difficult for some of the veterans to accept, including the aforementioned Mario Williams, who wound up getting cut and wound up in Miami. So we'll see if Buffalo is in transition still in that area. I'm kind of leaning toward the Baltimore Ravens, who I expect surprises out of. Well, if I expect it, I guess it wouldn't be a surprise for me, but it might be surprising to some people, as they'll be right in the thick of things, and the division will lay the points in that game.
Zach, I'm laughing here. Zach made over $5,000 last year betting the NFL. I think it was $5,300 or something like that, and we totaled it all ended up. Zach, what's your favorite pick tomorrow?
You know, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go. Shoot, I don't know. I think I'll go with the Packers over the Jaguars. I think that's a pretty easy pick to make.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, I think he's the best quarterback right now in football. Terry Bradshaw said this week that Big Ben, I mean, Ben Terry's a bit of a homer, but he said that Big Ben's the best quarterback Roethlisberger is in the NFL. Who is the best NFL quarterback? Dr. Charles?
Well, Rodgers is certainly right up there. He was, by percentage, is the least intercepted quarterback in the league last year. I mean, he was intercepted less on a percentage basis than even Alex Smith, a super careful guy with the Kansas City Chiefs. What you look for in this game is that there's a rebuilt defense on the part of the Jaguars this season. They brought in so many new people. And, you know, several teams have done this. And there is something to be said about how difficult it is for all of these new people, as talented as they might be, to kind of all gel in one defensive scheme. And that might take a while. I have some confidence in the Jaguars improving this year. And taking, you know, they're 4.5-point underdogs at home. I think I might play around with the total here and go over the 48 points because, you know, Blake Bortles is kind of like he's got that gunslinger attitude like Brett Favre had, you know, where he's, you know, this guy is like boom or bust. You know, he's usually going to throw that big TD or he's going to get intercepted. He throws for a lot of yards. I think he was second in the league in touchdown passes last season. He's gotten more offense around him this year. And you got Chris Ivory now at one of the running back spots. So this will be an improved Jaguar team. It wouldn't surprise me to see a bit of a shootout here.
Interesting. Alex Smith or Colin Kaepernick? Real quick, what was the better pick, Kaepernick or Smith? I got 10 seconds. Charlie, tell me.
The better what?
The 49ers ended up going with Kaepernick. Should they have kept Alex Smith instead?
No, I mean, Kaepernick helped them get to the Super Bowl. He's the right guy at the right time.
Good point. Zach Attack Young, how do you weigh in on that one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Kaepernick has he's the more talented quarterback.
Man, what happened? And just a couple of years ago, 5 yards away from winning the Super Bowl, and now they're talking, he's being dogged, the backup guy for the 49ers. Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to talk about Willie Mays in this next segment. Don't want to spend it all on baseball, but I want to hear about 5 minutes about the greatness of Willie Mays, some coming out of his own mouth. And then Charles Day, the man, of course, on numbers, talk about the great numbers, the great Willie Mays. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Johnny Talking is All-Stars, live from San Francisco, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I am the Taco Man. Come back, Zach Stack Youngin, Charles Day with me here on Sports Byline.
Kaepernick takes the snap, standing in the pocket, throwing a deep shot to Vernon down the near sideline. He's got it! Touchdown, 49ers!
Yeah.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-922-4074. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074. 1-800-922-4074.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
People always used to talk about your sense of the game, how you would call pitches from center field.
You'd position
the infielders and the other outfielders. You just had a sense of the game.
The rule that we had when I played, this one hand, it go left or right. Anytime that hand move, you got to move. That's the only rule we ever had in the outfield. Now, if you didn't see that, you didn't play the next day. Very simple.
You had the power to bench a guy the next day, regardless of what Alvin Dark or Herman Franks or whoever was the manager said?
I ran the field, you know, and I said to Herman, you run the bench, I'll run the field. I didn't have a coach when I played. I didn't have one. Everything I did was on my own.
Well, so you're on first. Guy hits a double in the gap. You're rounding second base. The third base coach is looking at you. He doesn't do anything?
I don't look at him. That's not my problem. I look at the guy that got the ball. If a ball's in the gap and the guy happened to bobble it, I'm going to score.
Mays' baseball instincts were almost always right. Almost always. Just ask Willie about his friend, the late Ken Boyer, the Cardinals MVP third baseman.
I hit a triple, and we're playing in San Francisco, and he came over to me, and he says, step off the bag, Willie, and let me, you know, straighten it out. Fool like me stepped off the bag.
Hidden
and he
ball
tagged
trick?
Me out. Yeah.
Willie Mays got caught by the hidden ball trick?
I did, and I cussed him all kinds. I called him all kinds of names. That's what happened. He's such a good friend of mine. I didn't think he would ever lie to me, you know.
In a golden era of baseball greats, Willie Mays was the biggest star of all. There were the great catches, like Game 1 of the 54 World Series at the Polo Grounds, Cleveland's Vic Wirtz at the plate. and this one on a Saturday game of the week late in his career when Mays jumped over Bobby Bonds to make this catch. But it wasn't just the catches or the daring base running or even the 660 home runs that separated Mays from the others. It was playing stickball with the neighborhood kids in the New York streets, an enthusiasm which he seemed to bring to every inning. The fans loved the show, and Willie knew it.
Were you always mindful of the idea that, yeah, you want to win the game, but you also want to entertain people?
If a fly ball was coming up, and I know I got this ball without any problem, if you slip, the first thing people going to holler, ooh, ow, all that kind of junk.
And so you'd slip on purpose?
Oh, yeah. You just do that.
Would you get a cap? They always said you get a cap that wasn't really the right size, so it would fly off.
Somebody told you that.
Yeah.
When I'm running, if I did this, the cap is on the ground all the time. You have to entertain people, and that's what I wanted to do all the time.
Whether it was the flying cap, his trademark basket catch, or some other facet of his unique style, Mays' appeal went beyond hardcore baseball fans. On a team of stars, he was always the big attraction when the Giants came to town. And in the 1960s, he even had a short television career.
I remember as a kid, you would show up on some of these television shows, and it didn't make any sense, but all of a sudden, there'd be Willie Mays, like, at Donna Reed's house.
Yeah.
What was up with that?
When I needed money, I'm telling you, see, you guys are laughing. This is the way I made money. When I needed money, there was an owner. His name was Tony Oren. Was Donna Reed's husband, but he was the producer of the show, like this kind of show.
Right.
So I said to Tony, I need to make $10,000, man. He said, I can't give you $10,000. He said, but I tell you what I'm going to do. You come on here for like a half a minute or 2 minutes, we'll give you $10,000. I said, you got it.
Donna.
Willie, what a nice surprise.
So I learned every year that I needed $10,000 or $15,000, call up Tony. I got the money without any problem.
So you cast yourself on these shows?
Oh, yeah.
And here he is.
Hi, Donna. Hi, Alex. Hope I'm not bothering you folks. Hi,
hey,
Willie.
Come on in.
If you somehow missed his brilliant TV work, you could have turned on your radio to hear Willie celebrated in song.
Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Say hey.
He broke my heart, folks. Number 24, Willie Mays broke my heart circa 1970, 1971. When he refused to give me an autograph, he was sitting on the bench in the bullpen out at Candlestick Park, refused to give me an autograph, broke my heart. Zach Attack Young, what stands out? First, I'll go to you before Charles J. What stands out when we talk Willie Mays? What stands out for you?
Well, you know, normally when you see a guy get that many hits, you don't see that much power, but Willie Mays hit a lot of home runs, and his fielding, you know, I mean, he was just, I think the versatility is what sticks out the most for me.
Of course, you know, and Charles, I'm looking at his stats. You know, in 51, he played 121 games coming out of the Negro League or the Colored League back then. Then in 52, he played 34 games because he went off to the military. The bottom line was he was able to play those extra games. And then, of course, playing in Candlestick Park, I think that robbed him from the all-time home run record. Because I'm telling you, I used to watch him hit fly balls into the wind at Candlestick Park, and the wind would just blow him down, Charlie.
Well, again, if you're playing in the Polo Grounds, you're probably going to get a few more home runs, perhaps, than usual, especially if you know how to hit the ball down the line, because the fences were so close. So in that respect, perhaps it was an advantage. Actually, Mays went from AAA ball to the major leagues. He was at Minneapolis, which was, at that point, a giant farm club, and he was hitting .477.
Wow.
When he was called up to the major leagues, .477. And he actually hit 200 points below that for the Giants and still won the Rookie of the Year award in 1951.
Amazing. Of course, Willie Mays, number 24. And what can I say? Everybody says to me, you know, well, remember him in the old days, you know, when he fell running around the bases when he was playing with the New York Mets. Well, you know what? Everybody has a down time in their career, especially when they get old. But the bottom line is, pound for pound, He may have been the best of all time. I think he was the best of all time, but it might be a bit biased coming from the city by the bay. But I'll put that to you, Charlie. You're a bit of his sports historian. Is he the greatest baseball player of all time?
Well, first of all, I was there when he hit his last major league home run at Shea Stadium in 1973. So I guess that was quite a moment. I didn't know it was his last home run, but it turned out to be. And, of course, he played the World Series later that year for the Mets. Well, you know, the standard I use, to be perfectly honest with you, is he the greatest player of all time outside of Babe Ruth? Because, to me, no one did what Babe Ruth did in baseball in terms of first being, you know, a somewhat dominant pitcher and then moving on to be the dominant power hitter. I think that puts Ruth in a class by himself. But as far as everybody else is concerned, I think you could put Mays at the top. He was the consummate 5-2 player in terms of, you know, the things that people talk about, hitting for power, hitting for average, you know, the speed, the throwing arm, and the fielding ability. Quite obviously, he's a guy that had really had it all, and had it all more than, you know, anyone that certainly anyone that played during his era and since.
Charles J., no, yes or no answer. Could Babe Ruth compete and be a superior baseball player in 2016?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, Zach Attack Young, what do you think about? Could Babe hit the ball in 2016?
I think he could. I mean, I don't know if he'd hit as well as then, but I think he still could hit the ball.
It was amazing. I mean, he was a pitcher originally, and then he was whacking these balls out of the park. And it was I got to ask you, Charlie, was that true, like the stuff we used to watch in the movies about him drinking beer and eating like 100 hot dogs during a game? Is all that kind of stuff true?
A lot of that stuff is true, yes. And it makes you wonder what he could be like if he wasn't so negligent of his own body, of his own health. Of course, that's said about Mickey Mantle, too. You know,
well, I'm glad you brought him up. I'm glad. Keep going, Charlie.
Because he was obviously the big drinker, and, you know, he himself would always talk about how if he had to do it all over again, he would not have abused himself so much. I mean, Mantle was, you know, another freak of nature. He was the guy who came along, and when he first came to Major League, he had the blazing speed, and he could also do it all. And then, you know, of course, he had the knee problems, and God knows what else was caused because of his alcoholism while he was playing.
Of course, what did he say? He said, if I'd have known I'd have lived as long as I was going to live, I'd have taken better care of himself. He had a liver transplant, I believe, and they gave him a liver transplant. He gave him a liver off the donation list, and he already had cancer, some other type of cancer. They gave Mickey Mantle some preferential treatment there as far as those organs were concerned, Zach.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's a pretty crazy area. You got cancer and you get a liver, and there's so many people out there. And that's like John Phillips and the Mamas and Papas. He got a liver, and he was a stone-cold drunk. Do you remember that thing when they had him on Evening Magazine that time, Charlie, back in the 80s when he was drinking those Long Island iced teas after he got that liver transplant? Do you remember that one?
I didn't see that, but I was the Long Island iced tea champion of the world.
Were you really?
In terms of, in terms of pure speed. I remember, I actually remember, I don't know if he remembers this, but I remember, you know, I was in New Orleans with Darren Van Horn, the former
IBF junior super middleweight champion.
Super middleweight champ. And he didn't believe I could drink the Long Island iced tea that fast. And so we sat down at the Landmark Hotel outside New Orleans, and I had a race with him. You know, we both were able to use two straws, and I think I did it in 2.7 seconds.
Well, my little Long Island iced tea story goes to the Punchline, and Johnny Tacos appearing at the Punchline in Walnut Creek, California in the late 1980s. And I've got this opening gig, and I'm just digging it, man. I'm getting a few bucks to do this. Right on! So anyway, I bring this chick with me, and I grabbed her butt on the way into the club, and she slapped me. Bam! Just slapped me. I mean, straight up, she like, whoa, whoa. It was stunning, okay? So I was on pins and needles saying to myself, man, I'm not going to get the first base with this chick. Man, I'm going nowhere here. So I had to concentrate on my set. Anyway, they were giving us free booze, so I asked her what she wanted. She said Long Island iced tea, so I thought it was like iced tea. So she had two of them. Needless to say, she was a bit more promiscuous on the way out, Zach, than she was on the way in. You find that hard to believe?
No, not too hard to believe.
Okay, we talked about our Long Island STs and Willie Mays. Of course, Willie Mays, I think, the best pound-for-pound player in the world. As far as baseball is concerned, now the home run king is Barry Bonds, a guy with testicular atrophy or shrinking testicles, according to his ex-girlfriend who said this stuff on the stand. She said it on the witness stand underneath perjury, and she under the penalty of perjury, and she hasn't been sued by Barry Bonds or anybody else coming forward and charging her with perjury. So I guess I hate to put it to you like this, Charlie, but I guess his nuts had shrunk if she was able to say that and he couldn't come back on that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's think about that. Why would you want to take a performance enhancing drug that shrinks your nuts? I don't get that one. Zach, do you?
No, I don't think many people would want to do something like that.
But yet, how many guys we know have taken steroids? Tyson's done steroids. I mean, Evander Holyfield's done steroids. Evander Holyfield was examined by the Nevada State Athletic Commission.
But really, this is quite ironic for a guy who had quite a few bases on balls in his career, isn't it?
Okay. He had a lot of bases on balls in his career. But the bottom line is, I still think that Barry Bonds was a great hitter, but when I look at Barry Bonds and I look at him in the Pittsburgh Pirates and look at him in the SF Giants, I mean, it was a metamorphosis from a caterpillar into like this giant of a man. Come on, Charlie, you know he was taking Flintstone vitamins.
Well, you know, we saw that with Gary Sheffield too. Remember, I mean, Sheffield—if you looked at him at the end of his career, would you ever believe this guy was a shortstop when he came up to the major leagues? I mean, you know, you could just say that about a lot of guys. Yeah, I mean, seriously, Gary Sheffield was a shortstop.
The great Charles Jay of PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. I guess you have all the NFL picks up in the morning?
Oh, yeah. We'll have at least five good NFL plays. We just hit all our college plays today except one. We did miss one. But we just, as we were on the air, We brought home a winner with the University of California Golden Bears as they covered plus the points against San Diego State.
So, I got to wrap this, Charles, here, but you are the genius of genius. PlaysByJay.com. Check it out, Charles Jay's website. This is Sports Byline. Zach, Tacky Young, and I back after the break to close things up here on Sports Byline.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Mike Connors is still alive. This guy was Mannix back in the 60s, like 84. I think about, he's 90 years old. He's still alive. And he still plays handball, straight up, still in shape at the age of 90. I hope to be alive at 90, let alone be in shape. Straight up, Zach Attack Young. It's that time, baby. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, you may remember former 49er Patrick Willis. A lot of people don't know what he's done after football, but he actually started working in Silicon Valley for a company called Open Source Storage, which is like a cloud technology company.
Interesting, interesting. Now, talk about the NFL tomorrow. Of course, the NFL, I like Oakland. I think Oakland and the under. I thought Oakland and the under big tomorrow. I think they're playing New Orleans. I really like the under in Oakland tomorrow, 50.5 points. I think the Oakland Raiders are going to try to make a statement this year. I think they're going to be able to build things behind that defense. I think that defense is going to make things happen. I think that defense, they're just quick, and they're all around the ball, man. Those guys are, like, hungry.
Oh, yeah, and I like Amari Cooper. I thought he was great at Alabama. I think he's doing really well in the NFL so far.
About to wrap things up. Zach, remember what I said about the great Jasmine. Until next week, much peace, much respect.
Much peace, much respect, Johnny Taco.
You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, the Sports Byline Studios. We air each and every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, I'm back on Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time with Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and at 5 p.m. Pacific time with No Holds Barred Live. This is Sports Byline from San Francisco.